Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's Hump Day with Swanee and Friends, but it's a special Hump Day with Swanee and Friends because Samantha Richards, and Dane Swan. Dane, you are not here as we speak.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not here.
So you're not here.
Hopefully I'm alive.
So we're doing this mid somewhere in the world.
It's Wednesday somewhere
in the world. And we have a special guest because we're going to get to the subject that you wanted to do before our last series.
Well, I'm not here and... obviously, I'm overseas and with the time difference, and I really don't know where I'll be and what kind of state I'll be in. So, like, just to be safe, I can do something while I'm not here but here.
So, you've got a whole series of hypotheticals before we get to them. We'll be a bit of support here. Sam Newman, hello.
How are you, Ralph? Where are you, Dane? I know you're not here, but where are you as we speak?
Sam's brought to you by sushi.
Tuesday, I'll probably be in...
it's
jail.
The 8th.
Las Vegas, I think.
Yeah. Las Vegas.
No, I'll be traveling from Vegas to LA, I think, on the 8th.
Will that famous comedy duo of Lewis and Martin, Swan and Martin, be there?
Yeah, yes, we will be. Yeah, we got a Bucks party. We didn't want to go.
Oh no.
No. We didn't want to go, Sam, but we're forced because we have a Bucks party there. So we leave.
Not Mr. Martin's Bucks party.
No, is it KP's?
No, yes, Kevin Proctor. We left 5 days ago.
Yep.
Have we been in jail or arrested yet?
We've had a couple of dicey situations, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure we have.
You're talking to your future.
I am, yeah, absolutely.
How are you coping with that?
I was in a bit better state 5 days ago, let me tell you.
Hence us doing it fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, anything to add, Sam? What did you think
I've got anything to add.
What did you think of Dane's tweet on grand final day? It confused you a little bit.
I was over in Perth comparing a function there, and we were all watching the game.
It was a fun game, wasn't it?
Well... The function was fantastic. The only downfall of it was that they had the television on during the game and we had to watch it. I was over there and at the end of it I saw a tweet on your phone, on your Twitter, and it said, among other words, I think one started with F and the other one started with C.
The fat ass fuck's got to do it again, I think it was.
Yeah. That was it, Ralph. Yeah, beautifully said.
And I thought, writing.
Don't tell me someone has written an article in the Herald Sun again. Nothing could be further from the truth. No, it was a cryptic message to your friend about his game.
Yeah, he won it again.
Has he won more than you?
Yes, he's won a lot more than me.
No. You won the...
I didn't win a Norm Smith. I won one premiership. He's won two and two Norm Smith.
Oh, you won the Brownlow, did you?
Yeah.
I knew it was one of those great awards.
Yeah, it was magnificent. Long time ago now.
So Sam rang me and said, what would that message mean? I said, the one that said the fat ass fuck's going to do it again. I said, that's Dane's way of saying congratulations to my good friend Dustin Martin.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Very eloquently put.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
And did you during the last week, because celebrations have been underway for a week now, have you been part, even though you're nothing to do with Richmond, but you're a very close friend of Mr. Martin's, have you been out celebrating?
So about 10 days ago I did, after, but not for very long. Just like you said, I had absolutely nothing to do with it. So
yeah, nothing.
No, zero. So I caught up with him for probably an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe, in the, not the wee hours of Sunday morning, but just before I got to the wee hours. And then I realised that, let the boys do their thing. So I darted off and I knew what was coming up last Thursday, so I was like, I need to get myself and my life in order before we left for Vegas last Thursday.
All right, before we get to your hypotheticals, now Dane had this list of hypotheticals that were going to be very, very amusing to me and someone that we can't say his name on a podcast we used to do. And we just never quite got around to getting to the questions.
Man who kicked 14 goals once for the West Coast Eagles.
Yes, but we can't say anything more about the fact that he played for four clubs and give away who we're talking about.
He's a required player. He's a required podcaster now.
Yep. So we were going to do this hypotheticals because Dane had these and we said, don't show us. You just read them. So
has Sam seen them as well as me?
No, I haven't. No. This could go either way, Sam. That's why I'm wondering, how many passes do we get? Because if there's 50 of them, there's going to be a fair few that I can't
answer. People need to know the rules. So, Sam, what's the rules about answers?
Never worry about the questions you're asked. Yes. It's the answers you give that are the problem.
So you can say pass.
The wise Sam Newman.
So whatever comes out of your mouth, Samantha. Okay. So before we do, we just need to get it. There's a warm up, right?
They aren't too bad.
Have you thought of these, Dane? Have these come out of the top of your cranium?
He's pretty witty.
I've thought of some. I've obviously heard some.
I remember you on the footy show once, and you said the best way to get 1,000 pieces of fish and or not fish and chips of chips in a bag is to crush the bag.
Yeah, it means you get more chips.
That's right.
Simple mathematics, Sam.
That's right. Did you remember that? They were Colvin chips. I don't know if Colvin make chips anymore, but they come in those plastic bags, airtight. And he said, if you want to get more than just the 50 or 60 chips that are in there, if you want 5,000 chips, he said, just crush them all up and then open the bag. They're not big pieces of chips, mind you, but you get a lot more.
It's also like if you want more pieces of pizza, you just cut more.
And I know you won't believe this. Dane. If you went to my house now, I have a toaster, which is a see-through toaster. It has a plain glass front on it. And you said, why don't they make toasters that have plain glass so you can watch the toast actually browning?
Exactly. So you never burn it, I know.
I have one at home.
Some arsehole invented it.
Breville sent one into the footy show after you mentioned it.
They stole my idea. How dare they? I'm an ideas man. I'm just too lazy to ever do anything about it. That's probably the problem.
All right, there's just a warm-up, right? The warm-up. There's 10 questions I saw asked to Nick Kyrgios. I thought we could ask him.
Let's do it.
So, Dane, so we'll go this way. So just don't put too much thought in it. Favourite school subject?
Lunch.
Samantha?
Sport.
Recess.
Favourite sports team anywhere?
Oh, well, Collingwood.
Melbourne Storm.
Oh, famous sports team.
Favourite?
Yeah. Maybe the Storm. Well, I've Geelong, I hope. Yes. Geelong, but I'll go Storm too, Sam.
Good answer.
Favourite pizza topping?
Well, what's that, bro?
Favourite pizza topping?
Just good one.
Just
topic?
Topping.
Oh, topping. Yeah. Pardon me.
Margarita. I just like plain margarita.
Double bacon cheeseburger from Domino's. Oh,
yeah. Matriciana with hot salami.
Where did you grow up?
In West Manners.
World's smallest bush town in WA called Mushe.
I haven't.
How many pairs of shoes do you own?
Oh, fuck. 20, maybe?
He said over 100.
Well, definitely under 20.
Imelda Marcos, I got a tip from her. I have about 4,000.
What's with those ones?
Funniest player you played with?
Tie between probably Heath Shaw and Alan Didak.
Favorite, funniest person you've met then?
That I've worked with? Yep. Dane Swan. Yep. Three votes.
Present company aside.
Oh, apart from Dane?
Yep.
Funniest.
No, there isn't anyone like you, Dane.
Funniest player at Geelong. So.
Funniest player.
Yeah, person who made you laugh.
Or Zach Tui. I'm going to vote Zach Tui. He's hilarious.
Yeah. Doug Wade made me laugh. Not the way he played, but he's out there.
All right, I'm parking that. We're going. We have to get back to it. Last movie you saw?
Jesus. Oh. If anyone can jump in, I can't remember the last. Oh, we watched
John Wick 3 for me.
John Wick 3. I watched that on the plane going over to Perth last week.
Yes.
How long?
Did you get through it all?
7 minutes I lasted. When Johnny came out, he came out of a bar and there were 45 people out on the street and he managed to beat every one of them and I thought, no. I'm turning that off now. I'm going to watch the news.
In
John Wick.
I watched Instant Family on Sunday, hungover.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It's right. Watched 4 minutes and fell asleep, woke up when the credits were on. So I'm not sure I'll watch it, but it was on.
I took my son during the school holidays to Good Boys. It's not a kids' show.
It's not.
No, and I don't think
Seth Rogen and the promo featuring the boys in it. The promo, what they do is Seth Rogen watching the promo on the computer, telling the boys why they can't watch the promo to their own movie.
Despite the fact that they're in it.
Yeah. Because of the rating. So I laughed at different bits to what my son did, particularly the bit with the anal beads, but then we move on. I just thought, why am I taking him here? Last song you downloaded.
Well, I won't bother giving you my favourite last movie I've seen. You just move on. Don't worry about asking me.
You just said it was the one on the plane that you lasted
no,
7 minutes.
No, that was
no, me. I said oh, right, John Wick.
What was the last movie you saw?
No, the last movie I saw was Hacksaw Ridge.
Oh.
I'm sorry, it's no anal beads in that. This was a true story about a man who rescued people in the war.
Out of 10?
He may enjoy anal beads.
Well, out of 10, it would be 9 out of 10 because it was true. Yes. And it was very, very well done.
Okay. It is a good movie, that one.
Don't mind giving a movie a spray when you don't like it.
Don't worry, I got
the last. The last movie me and Sam seen together was a magnificent movie. It was a heartwarming tale, Magic Mike.
It was too. We had to go and see that
For the footy show.
For the footy show. You remember the footy show?
I've been redeployed. So I'm still waiting.
Required guest.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still waiting to get back there. But that
you and I both.
Yeah, that was a heartwarming tale, that was.
Yeah.
Last song you downloaded? Or bought?
Well, on Spotify, the last album was Da Baby's new album. Da Baby. Yeah.
Feedback, Janet Jackson.
Sam?
I don't even know what that means. I never have.
Bit of music you've ever bought.
Bought?
Yes.
Oh, that's I think Ray Anthony...
Wasn't Smelly Fitzgerald.
Nelly. He said. I said I don't.
Smelly.
I said why do you like Kane West or Jay-Z or something? And he said, well, it's better than Nelly Fitzgerald. I said it's Ella Fitzgerald, Dane. Right. If you wouldn't mind, it's not Nelly. It's that he's you've taken it to another level. It's Smelly Fitzgerald.
Something like that.
No, I think probably Dean Martin singing a little bit south of North Carolina.
Right.
I can sing it if you like.
Vastly different answers there from Dane Swan.
No, later.
Most recent book you bought and read?
Well, there's the two different ones.
Yes.
Well, because I bought one for Taylor.
Yep.
But I didn't read it. It was in the prequel or the second to The Handmaid's Tale. I don't know. To find out what it was, she said she liked, so I went and bought it for her. The last one I read was Dustin Martin's old man's book. He does give it to me, so I read it. A Rebel in Exile, I think it's called.
What was it called?
A Rebel in Exile.
Oh, I thought you said in the next aisle. I was going to say, was that in a supermarket or something?
Samantha, last book you read?
It's called Ikigai. It's the Japanese secret to a long and happy life.
You won't.
Last book?
You won't believe this because I'm not an avid reader. In fact, I've only ever read two books in my life. One of them was Biggles Goes to Borneo, and the other was a very racy tale while I was at school called Madam Lash.
Right.
And then someone gave me A.B. Facey's A Fortunate Life. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. No. It used to be on the school curriculum, and it's about a man who was brought up in extremely bad circumstances or tough circumstances and thought it was just great to be alive. The man was obviously a moron. No, he's a legendary figure in the Australian lexicon, I think it is.
Did you write a book, Sam? Have you ever done a book?
No, I haven't. I've been asked a lot.
Yeah, I've figured that.
Yeah.
You haven't made it as a footballer.
Did you notice the difference in how they phrase that, though? Have you done a book? Have you written a book?
Yes. No.
Have you written a book, Dane?
Yep.
Have you done a book? Or is it two different questions?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
I'm the thing about writing a book is that if it's going to be salacious or not salacious, if it's going to be interesting or vaguely marketable, it's got to be salacious and the warts
bury a couple of people.
you've got to bury all about, all, just about every single person you talk about.
Yeah, I know, I know.
And I don't know that I'm going to do that at this stage. Mind you, I don't really mind, but I'm not sure what the point of it is.
I think Demi Moore's just brought out a book that is quite salacious and somewhat buried her ex-husband, Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, that's one if you want to give one.
Yes, that's right. If you want to, if you want to square up with someone, but just speaking generally about the people you've played football with or been in the media with, because that's been my life, it's no good saying flowery, nice, licoricey, sweet-smelling, scented things about people. You've got to actually say what you think of them or what they've done to you or what they haven't done to you. So I'm not sure what the point of it is.
I remember, I
might become unpopular. Oh no! Could you believe that?
Couldn't happen.
That couldn't happen.
No, it could not happen.
In the early noughties, not long after he retired, Gary Lyon brought out a book. I think Andy Marr actually wrote it. And I remember Gary talking about Ross Stevenson gave him some great advice in the build up to it. He said, "You'll never sell enough books to burn anyone."
Yes, that's
what you're saying, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
to justify burning anyone.
That's exactly right. And I mean, I suppose you get an advance. I don't know how it works. You get...
Yeah, you do.
Yes, yep. That was my next question. How much bigger of an advance did you get, Dane? But you do, and then you get...
Good enough to do it, but I didn't burn anyone. I only burnt myself.
Yeah. That's what I would do. I would actually be self-deprecating. I would burn myself. But you have to burn other people along the way just to show that you're not singling yourself out necessarily, I think.
Well, we agree. The best thing you've done today?
Woke up.
Samantha?
I'm alive.
Ate Vegemite shapes.
Sam?
To date?
Today.
Oh, today?
Yes.
Oh, man. Is... getting out, probably listening to some Welsh herding songs on the radio just to get me up and about.
Do you
ever listen to Welsh herding songs?
Not often.
No, is that when you're whittling?
Never. No, is that when you're whittling?
While you're whittling a piece of driftwood from the beach.
Are you a morning or night person, Dane?
Night.
Night.
Sam?
If I can limp through to the end of the day, I'm a day person.
What is something you're really bad at, Dane?
Most things. I'm really bad at keeping the house in check. Shit house at chores.
Samantha, what are you really bad at?
I'm so bad at tennis and it infuriates me beyond measure. I try so hard and I come from a tennis family and I'm deplorable.
Sam?
Being modest.
I know you don't care about people giving up things about you. Fairway Club, years and years ago, you weren't enjoying your golf at the time.
No, it's true.
And it was by about the eighth hole. Sam's getting very frustrated. One of the boys, I can't remember who it was, said, "Sam, has it ever occurred to you you're actually shit house at it?" And you said, "That's a good point. You're good as gold."
That's right.
He was your life coach on the day.
That's right. Never. Actually, as Clint Eastwood has said on many occasions, a man's got to know his limitations.
That's it. Where do you keep your trophies, Dane?
I don't know. Taylor put them away somewhere. I think they're tucked away in a spare room in a cupboard somewhere.
Sam? And what trophies have you got?
In the glove box of my car. that's far easily big enough for my trophies. No, I have a lot of trophies of various different things, for various different things. I can't mention any of them. I can't remember any of them. But trophies are just annoying things that collect dust up on a disused shelf at your house, and you have to dust them every now and again, and people say, "What are they for?" And you say, "I actually can't remember unless it's written on them."
You have to dust the trophies.
Well, if you have guests around every now and again, you have to dust them.
Because in a recent show, Dane had found out about something else requiring dusting.
You have to dust plants apparently too.
What, real growing plants?
Yeah.
Do they not self-regulatory themselves?
Because they breathe and you have to dust. Fuck the fino, man. I just got told you have to dust plants.
Yeah, they're the lungs of the world, as they keep telling us about the Amazon, which half of it's on fire.
Yeah.
Where do you keep your trophies, Sam?
Mum and Dad keep them in a spare room somewhere.
What trophies are you? What's your best one?
From My dancing days.
There you go.
That's what. Well done. I was going to ask, not being facetious at all, Sam, but I don't know of you really. What trophies have you received for what?
Well, back in the day, I used to regularly compete as a dancer as a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, like
what,
every school.
Ballet
holiday.
Dancer, or
yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I specialise in acrobatics, so I've got a lot of
good
trophies.
God Almighty!
For a ballet dancer?
No, I'm a little large for a ballet dancer. Yeah. A little muscly.
Could you come to point now if I got you some shoes?
Yes, I could. I could do a backflip over there for you.
Do you know what that is? That's standing on your toes. You know, haven't you ever seen that in Swan Lake?
I figured. Yeah, I didn't know for sure, but if I was to hazard a guess.
Men don't wear ballet shoes to come to point on.
What do they wear?
They wear socks down the front of their pants.
What, to come to point?
Yeah, they do. You'd have seen Rudolf Nureyev with that huge sort of bulge in front of him. Looks like he's been on UFC. Looks like he's been on cage fighting, you know.
It's called a jock strap.
It's bigger than that.
Never mind the front. Dave in another recent podcast told me something else about the back. Sam, did you know about this?
No.
G-spot?
Pardon?
The G?
The G-spot.
I refuse to believe you didn't know that.
Right? Well, yeah, the male G-spot's in the anus. That's why I believe God was gay.
Well, you could knock me down with some plumage. The G-spot is in your anus. Yes. Let's hope I never find that out. Well, not indirectly from someone else anyhow. Holy shit. It's extraordinary. No, that would be holy shit, wouldn't it?
We're a very informative program here, Sam.
So, because you opened the door, and just before you get to your hypotheticals,
yeah.
For these kids, young guys, wouldn't have known that story because you opened the door before. Doug Wade made you laugh. How did he make you laugh the most ever?
Well, believe it or not,
it's a true story. That's all I hear.
This is a true story. Very quickly, we were in business for 10 years, Doug and I. We used to sell hairdressing products, and a company who had the product. What?
Yeah. Hairdressing product.
Yeah, my word.
And how? How did you used to sell it?
Well, Doug used to be the in-house manager, and he used to do all the bookwork, and I used to go out and travel around Victoria selling hairdressing products, you know.
That's why you got such a fabulous head of hair these days.
Well, that didn't help me grow my hair. I just have my own hair, as it turns out. And so anyhow, this company in Queensland and New South Wales wanted this product we had in Victoria.
Wowee.
So they wanted to buy us out. This is absolutely true. And Doug and I weren't great businessmen. We're not great at anything. We're good at football. That was about it. And Doug had all the figures of our recent sales program and a couple of made-up numbers we had. And Doug travelled light. We travelled light and quick. We had a couple of identical portmanteaus. That's briefcases. And one of the portmanteaus had the figures of the business, and the other portmanteau had some smalls and things that Doug used to travel around.
Do you know what smalls are, Dave?
Yeah, underwear. Yeah,
underwear and tissues and lube and stuff.
You knocked me out with some plumage when I heard smalls was like an underwear, let me tell you.
So anyhow, we get
smart-ass Sam's. How are they going?
mate, if you want some smart-ass Sam underwear, I got 80,000 pairs of it out the back.
Smalls. Yeah, he made
so
smalls.
We get up to the Hyatt in Sydney. This is 40 years ago, 30 years ago. And we meet these people who have come down from the northern climes, and we've met them coming up from the southern. We meet halfway. And we go into the boardroom, and there's 14 of them. There's lawyers and barristers and solicitors and accountants and comptrollers, and there's Doug and I. And they get up and give us a spiel about buying our business and what the figures were. And then they said to Doug, who was the spokesman, I was just sitting there beside him, Doug, what do you say about the figures? And Doug said, and he put the desk, put his portmanteau, the briefcase, on the table, and he clicked the little catches open. And they couldn't see this because they're on the other side of the table. And Doug opened it up, and there in the briefcase was an apple and a pair of hush puppies. Doug had brought the wrong fucking case. And so he closed it down ever so subtly and gently, and he said, thank you, gentlemen. Those figures will be fine with us. We'll sign the documents. Where are they? So we get back to the hotel. I said, what do we sell the company for, Doug? He said, I'm fucked if I know they're going to send us the paperwork in the mail. So that was our great foray into the business dealings of our magnificent company.
Righto, Swatty. All right. What do we got? What are the rules here, by the way? You're setting them.
Oh, fuck if I know. I was just...
I don't know if Dane lives by any rules.
Oh, well, that's what I asked. Well,
we needed something to fill in another half an hour, so I was like, we'll just try to ask some questions and we'll see how we go.
Where would you be at this stage of this broadcast now? Probably... In the what's Wynn's thing called?
The Wynn XS.
No, I've been to Wynn's nightclub in the Wynn's
Vegas.
XS is one of them.
No, but, go on, anyway. I can't. It's called
Siegfried and Roy. Still,
I'll tell you, we went over for the footy show. Went over on not the footy show. There was Gary Lyon, Bill Brownless. They went there. You remember those two?
Yep.
They're very, very happy with one another. Hutchie, it was Gary's, James Brayshaw, Hutchie. Yep. There was
all the boys.
Six of us. We went over there, and someone offered us some Bolivian booger sugar, which we knocked back. None of us ever. I said, "What is that?" They said, "It's stuff." I said, "I only like the smell of it." So I got really used to the smell of it, but I didn't like it any other way. Anyhow, we go to the Wynn's nightclub. It was called Christ. What was it called? Wynn's called.
We still haven't got to the name of it.
I can't. So we're sitting in there, and we're flying, as a matter of fact. People who had never, ever even seen the Bolivian booger sugar before just couldn't believe. So at one stage, I'm dissociating myself from this. One stage, the five of us, or four of us, that'll give someone an out, were sitting there with two scantily clad women sitting on each of their knees, and they said... Someone leaned over to me and said, "Jesus, I'm going well here." He said, "Shit, I think the sky's the limit here." I said, "Do you realise they're hookers?" And he said, "What?" I said, "What, you think two scantily clad women would be sitting on you, your knee? If you had a look at yourself in the mirror, what do you reckon they'd be sitting on your knee for?" He said, "They're not hookers, are they?" I said, "They are hookers, mate." Well, shit, did that ruin their night. They went straight back to the room and had some more Bolivian booger sugar, and they didn't give a stuff at the end of the day how many hookers sat on their knee. They thought they were going well, and that was it. Tris.
And we'll pick Tris, it up from there.
It's Tris, isn't it?
Oh, well, we got there in the end. Thank goodness
there is
for that.
A Tris there, yeah.
So before we do, we have to thank our sponsors.
Yeah.
Don't ever get any sponsors. So thanks to everyone on Patreon, Swatty and Friends, or people who've bought our shit merch, because we've got big costs here. So thank you to everyone being part of it. Dane, what are the questions?
Here we go.
I've got to look through the email that I sent you. I sent the previous podcast, so I've finally found it. Geez, I started easy, but all right. Pie or a sausage roll, what do you prefer?
Sausage roll.
Pie or a sausage roll?
Well, it depends if I'm on a health kick or not. A pie or a sausage roll? Pie.
Pie. Yeah, same.
Does it get any racier from here?
I might get a, well, depends. I've got a couple. I'm just going to see content. How this goes before I fucking drop
those
ones.
Don't worry about the questions. It's the answers, mate, that are the problem.
Oh, right. You could change your topic here,
sir. All right. Would you rather win a Brownlow or a gold medal in the Olympics? And if so, what event?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Anyway, Sam, you can... I don't know if... What's the women version of a Brownlow? Sam Richards, you can...
Depends on the sport, really, doesn't it?
I'd rather win a gold or an Emmy.
No, I'm fucking asking the question.
No,
Sam.
I'm saying.
She can win a women's. What's the equivalent of the women's Brownlow?
Well, the women's gold.
Oh, I'd rather win a gold medal anyway.
There's women's Olympics football now.
Well, the waffle, what's it called? The AWFL?
Is it the Susan Alberti medal?
Oh, no, please. Oh, no, my God. No, you wouldn't. Susan Alberti's got a medal for the best and fairest in the women's league.
Save that for the other podcast.
Holy shit. That's extraordinary. Well, I'd rather win,
I'd rather win a gold medal too.
So yeah, I'd rather win a gold medal.
Yeah.
I think
gold medal any day. I'd
like to win a gold medal in the 110 metres hurdles. Mm.
Rhythmic gymnastics, maybe. I'm not bad with a ribbon. But
what about the balls? You know, when they throw them up.
Yeah, exactly. The curl. Yeah, exactly.
So you'd like to win a gold medal in the rhythmic gymnastics?
I think so. I think that'd be
what
fantastic.
About you and I in the swimming? What do you call the swimming?
Synchronized.
You, Swan and Newman, and win a gold in synchronized swimming.
That'd be fantastic.
Have you been to an Olympics, Sam?
Have I been to an Olympics? Yeah. No. It's on the top of my bucket list for next year.
Sam, what's the best thing you've seen at the Olympics? Because I know you've been a few times.
I've been to
the best thing I've seen physically at the Olympics, yes. I've been to two of them. I'd be the only person in probably the world or in Melbourne that's been to the 56 Olympics, yes, 1956. Yep. But the best thing I saw was in 2000. Not above all odds, but under extreme pressure because she had to. Was Cathy Freeman win the 400.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That would have been the best atmosphere you could ever be at.
Best ever.
Yeah.
It was because we don't play for a country in sport, and to see a country person, although she's a woman, she's a person, beat the best in the world. Unfortunately, the second best in the world wasn't there because she pulled out because I think she thought Cathy might beat her and feigned an injury. I think that's pretty right.
Sounds good for memory. Yeah.
Well, I'll make it up.
That'll do.
Anyhow, that was it.
I saw something about that just quickly. It's a documentary. You can find it. John Clark, the great late John Clark, did a three-part
sporting. Fred Dagg.
Yes, he did a three-part documentary on Australian sporting history. And he did a big thing about Cathy Freeman's gold. It was fantastic. What's the best sporting event you've seen?
I did the Olympic. I did the Olympics, the Russian World Cup last year. That was awesome. Went to Russia and seen the World Cup.
Oh, you did too.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Final?
No, I didn't go to the final. Just the atmosphere. The first Australian game was pretty awesome.
Yep.
Just the whole atmosphere and you know the vibe and the buzz of Moscow was incredible. That was probably for me and the best in. I seen the UFC Madison Square Garden. That was pretty awesome. Yeah,
very good. 2006 World Cup in Munich. We went to the footy show.
Yep,
that was fantastic to see Australia play.
Yeah,
Brazil. I think
is that game? Did Tim Cahill score? Because that was apparently the big event in Germany.
When they played Japan or something, they come back from 2-0 down or something like that. Was that then? That was epic. Yeah, I was not there though, but
I've been to some pretty epic sevens events. The one over in Dubai is pretty special. There's like 80,000 people there, and it's like
really, just get that big.
Yeah, because the sevens weekend in Dubai is usually a dry weekend in the country, which means you can't drink or buy alcohol because it's one of the Sheikh's birthdays and UAE National Day. So really, the only place you can legally get pissed in the country at that time is at the sevens tournament. So they make it. It's kind of like a music festival meets rugby sevens, and it's the world's biggest dress-up party, and it's an absolute hoot. So that's a pretty good atmosphere.
But without a doubt. Having not seen it live, if you can beat, if you're a man, this is sexist, isn't it? If you don't say Muhammad Ali fighting George Foreman was the biggest thing that you've ever seen, I reckon you're piking it out.
Have you seen the documentary, When We Were Kings?
Yes.
That was what Sam's talking about.
I think I have.
Shouldn't have said if you're a man, that's a ridiculous thing to say. Women love it all.
Actually, watched an unbelievable documentary last night on...
On Dane Swan?
The Good, the Bad and the Hungry on the professional food eating as a sport.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give us more.
Well, just like about Takiri Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut, the two at the top of their games in professional eating.
Outrageous.
Right. And how many hot dogs do you reckon they eat?
80, 60?
We got to 100, I think.
I saw a man eat.
Right.
84 of them, and he won the title.
Yeah, on Coney Island on July 4th. Mate, don't eat them properly. They break them in half, dip them in water, dip the bun in water.
Yeah.
He ate 10 pounds of sheep's brain. in like 10 minutes.
And they have a tube, a pipe going out of their aort straight into the sewerage pipe, and they eat it there and it just goes straight out.
And you actually, you would think these people are fucking enormous too, but like Kobayashi, he's a very slim Japanese man, like, you know, slimmer than, and I'm not slimmer than me. Joey Chestnut's probably about the size of me, so... It's incredible. It was incredible. Story, mate. The way they eat this food is absolutely. The way they train was
trying to make a pig of yourself. Interesting, isn't it?
Joey Chestnut puts a mouth guard in and puts like a 5 kilo dumbbell on it and just like up and down to get his jaw muscles.
Oh, seriously.
To get his jaw muscles stronger, because he reckons after like 8 or 7 or 8 minutes when your jaw muscles start to fatigue, the food stays in the back of your mouth. So
why wouldn't he get his larynx cut out so it'll just go straight down and bypass his gullet, straight into his ass?
I'm not sure, but mate,
Jesus H. Christ.
Well, compared to that, how would it be watching Bill Brownless or Jason Dunsell eat, Sam? What was their technique?
Well, Bill, I know this is an old joke, but they x-rayed Bill's stomach after he'd been at a pie-eating contest and found 4 pies without a tooth mark in them. No, I know that's a shocking joke. That's old as bugger.
Doesn't matter. We bring it all out. Next.
Would you rather hear everyone's good thoughts about you or bad thoughts?
It's a very good question.
Bad.
Yeah, I would say bad.
Bad.
Well, I get enjoyment out of...
So do I.
I get enjoyment out of people thinking up the worst things they can say about you, and you think, how futile is this? How fatuous is someone sitting at home trying to think up the most insulting things that they can say about you as if you could give a stuff?
That's what they think,
that you will give a stuff about what they think, so they'll go as hard as they can. Yeah. I get enjoyment out of
it. I prefer negative comments on Twitter to the positive ones, so I can't see why it would be any different for people's thoughts.
Well, the last week I've had 2 people say the most outrageous things about me, and you're going to get to a point where you're like, it's so outrageously untrue anyway, so you believe it already. One of them wasn't a friend, one of them was a friend. Yeah. And I've heard these things about me and I'm like, that couldn't be further from the truth, but it doesn't matter what you tell them anyway. They already believe what they believe, so I just thought, fuck it.
No, but...
I just like to make stuff up.
No, because they get enjoyment. They become Andy Warhols for 15 seconds in their life. They become think they're really important that they have told you, and they think that you'll take it to heart and be really despondent and depressed about it. That's what I get the enjoyment out of, that they fool themselves into thinking that. Because I've been abused by experts. If you think dribbly little people on Instagram or whatever it's called or Twitter are going to belt you, it's extraordinary.
Well, a couple of us here too have. We also have in this year. Would you rather be really ugly and smell amazing or be unbelievably attractive but horrible smelling all the time?
I think I've got the first locked in, so that's all right.
Well, I'd turn it up, Sam. God almighty.
I'd like to smell better. I would hate to think that I stink.
Yeah, so.
Turn it up. I'd like to be absolutely attractive.
But like horrible smelling, so like people can't come with near.
That's right.
That's heaven for him.
That'd be bliss. You can polish a turd up, but you can't make it smell fragrant.
With lipstick on a pig.
Who cares?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd go out, I'd try and hone in and have people I go out with that have got sinus trouble.
The smell of Colombian booger sugar.
Bolivian booger. Bolivian booger sugar.
Sam, you're ugly. You ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, not much changes, Ralphie.
That's it.
Yeah. wow. Would you rather be filthy rich in 1900, like Rockefeller, or dirt poor in today, right now?
You're not serious, are you?
What?
You can't be too rich or too thin. In life.
So you'd rather live in the 1900s and be bliss.
Absolutely.
100%.
Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you a big house where you can look down on poor, miserable bastards.
In 1900.
I'd buy a castle. I've always wanted to have a castle, actually.
You'd rather go back to 1900. Imagine, like, How fucked you'd be.
Yeah, but so
you'd be crook. Imagine eating all the food, like the diseases that are around.
But Dane, it's all relative, mate. If you are the very wealthy in 1900, you wouldn't be eating the crook food. You'd be eating all the butterfly wings and the aspic jelly and all the other people would be eating cake and shit.
Our bodies have developed. Our bodies have developed.
Pardon?
Like the human body has developed.
Well, people were still breeding. Something's developed. Well,
some shouldn't have.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Okay, I'd rather be poor now.
The average height.
I'm not going back to 1900.
1900, the average height was 5'5".
Was it? you'd be playing in the NBA.
I don't know if you guys would be alive though. The life expectancy wasn't that long, was it?
It doesn't matter. I'd rather be tall.
Well, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'd go back.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd rather be an absolute king back then.
I don't know what I'm dealing with here.
Queen. You'd be a queen back then.
I would be. Okay, mate.
No, don't. So, I know you're not, but why would you want to be poor in the year 2019?
Because if you're...
You'd be living out
there. You can't do
anything. If you go back, you don't have... I'm pretty sure you don't have cars. When did cars get invented? Within 1900?
Yeah, about the 10s or 20s.
So, like, you're riding around on a horse and you know...
But you'd be
in 100 years, you got cars and internet and mobile phones.
Mate, it'd be the best
TV.
Horse in the world you'd be riding. Wouldn't be just an ordinary nag.
Yeah, Mr. Red.
It'd be a thoroughbred. Yeah, you'd be.
Carbine.
God, I'd love it if they turned. Yeah. I'd love it if they turned the internet off for a day. God, it'd be peaceful.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm one out there. Fair enough. Would you prefer everyone to be clothed or naked all the time?
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, clothed, please. Oh, honestly and truly. 95% of the world are not long out of the forest. What would you want to see?
Oh, fat,
bloody, fucking, oh, no. As many clothes as you can.
Yeah.
Pile them on. Clothes. In fact, wear one of those things that the Muslims wear. What are they?
The
thing that looked through like a letterbox. What's that called?
I can't remember.
That's not being racist. What is
A hajib?
Yeah, that's it.
That's right. So you can only see their eyes, see nothing else.
When you die, would you rather be a ghost on earth or go to heaven?
Well, I'm told that paradise awaits a lot of people who go to heaven. It's all up there, I'm told.
I'm staying on earth and going to haunt so many fuckers. Don't worry about that. I'm going to make people's lives hell. Don't worry about that. I'm not going up to heaven.
What's Billy Connolly's thing about...
Also, none of my friends would be up there. They're all downstairs. I'd be up there bored, going, where the fuck is everyone?
Billy Connolly did the thing about the suicide bombers. And he said... He said, if, you know, that they get eternal happiness.
Yes.
After doing their deed.
Yep.
And he said, what's the point of that when you're flying fucking mints? You can't do much then.
Do we get everyone's answer there? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going upstairs.
Yeah, I'll go up to heaven. Can't be bothered.
Jeez,
I'm
one out in a lot of these.
I just can't be bothered with anyone down here. Don't like people at the best of times. Like, if I've got an out, I'm taking it.
All right, this one. This one for you is your dad and your boyfriend.
Oh, I know.
So for the rest of us,
what?
If your mum and your girlfriend switch bodies,
yep,
but keep their own brains, which one are you sleeping with to get them back?
Well, let me just ask that again.
Dane has posed this question to me before.
I'm just trying to imagine having sex with my mother.
Yeah.
If I could just get over...
It's your girlfriend's brain.
If I could just get over that hurdle...
your girlfriend's body but your mum's brain.
My girlfriend's body...
But your mum's brain or your mum's body...
Could you repeat that question? I've just...
if your mum and... or dad and boyfriend.
Yes.
If your mum and girlfriend switch bodies but keep their own brains, who do you sleep with to switch them back?
So your mum's body with your girlfriend's brain.
I think I'd have to.
Did you workshop this at home before you brought it in?
No.
He's asked me it before one evening.
But
I've not been able to answer.
I think this would be the start of celibacy for me.
I think
I put the cue in the rack, I think, after that.
It's a single life for me.
Yeah.
Dane?
Well, if I do, it's probably mum.
Sorry, so you'd sleep with your mum's body but your girlfriend's brain?
Yes, well, okay. I can't have mum thinking that... It's fucking police.
Although it'd be all right to lower yourself down on top of her, but you can't have her thinking that she might be mentally inadequate. Christ, Jesus H. Christ. That's extraordinary.
Have they elevated enough for you, Ralph, from Pine Sausage Roll? The question?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather sleep every night with sand in the bed or piss the bed 3 nights a week?
Like a cat in a litter box.
No, you sleep with sand at the bottom in your bed. So, you know, you got sand in your bed. Sand I don't know how bed. Else I can explain it.
Sand in the bed.
You're all sleep with sand in the bed?
Or what?
Or piss the bed 3 nights a week. You don't know when it's going
to
happen.
Oh, it's too much to clean up.
You'd probably piss it now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
adult yeah. Diapers? Yeah.
Well, as they say...
Everyone does it randomly. Yeah.
After that happened, I went to the doctor. I said, I have a bowel movement at 8 every morning. He said, what's wrong with that? I said, I don't get up till fucking 9. fuck.
What are you doing?
Said
sand.
Are you?
That's a ridiculous question. That is.
Yeah, I know it's a ridiculous question.
That's probably
no.
The last one was it?
No. But you got to make what piss the bed 3 nights a week or sleep with sand in the bed?
Yeah,
he's really thinking.
Well, that's
about
like
this.
Sleeping on the beach on a hot day.
I hate sand, so I'm pissing the bed 3 nights a week.
Yeah, but that's also because you don't have to clean the sheets afterwards because Taylor does it.
But I have to when I piss the bed. I get yelled at.
It's a regular occurrence.
Yeah,
Samantha's opened the door here. So what if it was sand in the bed or your partner?
This is the bed.
No, the piss. I couldn't sleep with sand. I wouldn't be able to sleep with sand.
You'd rather sleep in urine.
Well, I legitimately couldn't fall asleep with sand in the bed. I fucking hate sand. That's why I'm not a big beach guy. I'm a pool man. I like to go to the pool. I like grass. I couldn't do sand. There's no way.
He's very passionate about that answer.
It comes out, mate. It's in all your orifices for about 4 days. You'd have sand falling out your ass, your ears, your nose, 24 hours a day. I couldn't have it.
That's right. And your girlfriend said, what's in it for me? And you said, sand.
Yeah. Exactly. So I won out again there, am I? Jesus.
Oh, well, I don't know that you won out there. I think that's an obvious answer. You didn't say you liked to piss the bed.
Yeah, I would 3 times. Yeah.
Oh, no, there you won out then. Yep. No.
Yeah, well.
I'll take that back.
Would you like to know when you die or how you die?
Well, one and the same thing. If you knew when, you'd know.
Well, how you get hit by a bus. So you don't know when it's going to happen.
No, I'd look forward to that, yeah. No, let's hope.
What was the line in Get Smart, Sam? How would you like to die, Mr. Smart? What did he say?
I don't know.
Old age.
Oh, yes.
Can old age be an option?
Well, it can be, but you might. Yeah, you don't know.
No, I'd like to know when.
But you don't know, in your life. So you might, if you're dying at old age, that's fair enough, but you know that, but you don't know whether it's
like
80 or 87.
I'd like to know when.
You'd like to know when?
I think I'd like to know how rather than when.
Would you?
I think so.
So if.
Tough question.
Yeah,
this one.
So if I said to you, Sam, you don't know this, but I know that you're going to step out onto the street and a madman's going to shoot you.
You've told me when as well as how.
Yeah, good point.
You got me on a technicality. Got me on a technicality there, Sam. You were correct.
Yeah, I'll take when.
When?
When.
Yeah.
Maybe I would take when.
I don't want to be one out again here, so I probably want to know how so I could try and avoid it.
Mm.
So, like, you're going to die in a plane crash or a ride over.
Yeah, because when you can't.
And a plane would probably fall on top of me.
You didn't say that.
I'd probably be walking up the street, there'd be a plane crash, and I'll get fucking smothered by it. It'd be something random like that, you know.
Yeah, true. Because you can avoid that, but you can't avoid time. If you're told on the 20th of next month, you can't avoid that.
Yeah. So, I'd try here.
Three more.
All right, well, talk amongst yourselves then.
Can we do some more in the next episode?
I've got to pick a couple. Yeah.
Well, I. What about the obviously, if you thought you could save your life and no one else knew and you were with a friend, would you sacrifice their life for you? Would you?
Yep.
No, well, don't let me finish the question. Just give us your answer straight off. So if you had your son or daughter with you and no one knew that you were going to save your own life.
Not my son.
What about your dog?
No.
What?
No.
You'd sacrifice the dog?
No.
You'd sacrifice yourself for that little dog that I saw once when I came around to your.
Yeah, my friend can get, my friend can go, but not me dog.
Hang on, we've got one on Insta before you.
What have I got? I've got three left.
Three left. So here's one from Insta we've got.
Okay, let me have a think about
it. Still want to know, would you rather eat a shit flavoured biscuit or a biscuit flavoured shit?
We did this, didn't we?
Hold on. A shit flavoured biscuit
or
a biscuit flavoured shit.
Such a tough one.
Well, I reckon most restaurants you go to, you're probably eating shit, but you don't know it. So as long as it's flavoursome.
Yeah, that's, I'm probably thinking the biscuit flavoured shit. I couldn't eat. Really? I've never eaten shit, but like I imagine it doesn't taste great.
Yeah, but so you got the you'd rather have the biscuit.
I'm tipping it went to a restaurant.
What?
I'd rather eat the thing that tastes like a biscuit because it tastes like a biscuit. The biscuit could be lasagna, but if it tastes like actual shit, it tastes like shit. Yeah.
I'm tipping if you went to a restaurant and didn't know that they'd actually got a whole lot of shit and baked it up in an oven and put some sweet smelling flavour on it, you're actually eating shit. I reckon those restaurants probably do that.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but shit is just food you've already consumed with added digestive enzymes. So you may as well eat the biscuit flavoured shit because it's actually.
Well, there we
are. Exactly what Sam said.
Let's hope Aldi starts selling packaged shit.
Right, I think I've asked you this one before, but would you rather fart loudly every time you come or come loudly every time you fart?
I like to fart loudly every time I come.
Or come loudly come every time loudly you fart.
Well,
every time I fart.
I'm a lady, so I don't fart.
Yeah, of course you don't. Yeah.
I'm not a lady and I don't either. Not at the bottom anyhow. No, I don't like farting. So,
do you like working with people?
Well, I
will not work with people. I left the 3AW box once because I warned a man who was broadcasting. I can't mention his name, Rex Hunt. And he broke wind repulsively, loudly, and an extraordinarily pungent aroma went round the box. And I said, if you do that again, mate, I'm out. And you wouldn't believe it. He got excited. He said, and Abler kicks a goal. And he said, special comments, Sam Newman. Where is Sam? And Steve Price rang me up, said, where are you? I said, I'm on the way home in the car.
You'd been gassed.
I said, Rex. So that's true.
Was there anyone who was a serial one in the club?
Around 45 blokes, most of them are. So it's like you're not in an office with females and, you know, where you got to be polite. Footy clubs, you don't hold back.
Yeah. I'd like to mention this. I played in a Pat Rafter golf day down at Barnboogle and he invited a whole lot of footballers and NRL players and a bloke called, is it Sam Burgess?
Yes. Yep.
Plays for
Rabbitohs.
He's a very nice man. Yeah. One of the Burgess brothers.
Yep.
I was sitting about three rows back from him on this plane coming back from Hobart, where Barnboogle is, and he broke wind.
And Sammy Burgess?
No, Sam. And, hope he doesn't hear this. No, he wouldn't mind. No, you couldn't hear it. It was a sneaker. It was a little freep. It was just a wind-breaking virtuosity.
Slide Zephyr.
And it went through the whole plane. And I said, holy shit. He said, and he felt so embarrassed. He said, yeah, I'm sorry about that. I said, was that you? He said, yeah. He said, keep it quiet. I said, keep it quiet. Seriously, there was people had windburn. They had their eyes had peeled back. It was the most. You wouldn't think if you emitted wind from the rear passage, it could engulf the whole of a plane. People were talking about it for hours.
Didn't you claim that Dermot could play a tune?
Dermot, yeah. Oh no, Dermot's just, and Jason Dunstall, the chief. The chief couldn't play. He couldn't play Amazing Grace out his ass. He's just an extraordinary man. And then he picks the shit out of his bum just to cap it off. No, he doesn't. The chief. Chief's a good man.
What have we got? Two more?
Two more.
All right. Do you think a turtle without its shell is homeless or naked?
Naked.
Oh, no. Homeless, surely.
Homeless.
Oh, yeah, homeless, I think.
It's That's where he lives.
Because he can still crawl inside a cave, even if you've got no shell on.
Yeah, but he's going into a new home. Exactly. So he's homeless until he
well
gets into
done.
The cave.
That's right. He's Fair without play. A domicile.
Well played.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Without Good a domicile.
All right. Now, you don't have to answer this one if you don't want Sam.
God.
Oh, really?
No, this Sam. Would
so
you
as rather, opposed to all the other ones?
Yeah. Would you rather give the first 90% of a blowjob or the last 10%?
Now, just let me. Would I rather give the first 90% of a blowjob
or the last 10%?
So, for me to place myself over the top of a man's appendage or a woman? No, what?
Yeah.
With your mouth.
Oh, well, a blowjob. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Yes.
Well,
give a man a.
Oh well. So I don't know.
Place my mouth over a bloke's manhood and work him up so that 10 seconds before he shot the bishop, someone else relieved me. Like took my place.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I think that possibly, yes. Don't think I'd like to finish it off necessarily.
What about if it was a 10-minute one? So 9 minutes doing it and then just a minute.
Oh, no, I'll take the last 10 seconds. No, I'll bugger it. I'll fall on my own sword.
Hey! This has been a special edition.
Well, what's your answer?
Come on, Ralph.
Host, we're out of time, Dave.
Hey, Ralph. You know the only person you didn't ask, don't you? Yeah. What about young Sam here?
She can answer if she wants. From that particular question.
She can answer if she wants.
Did she?
Yeah.
I did get a disclaimer at the beginning of that.
Why do you get to leave pass
said
on
the
that?
The answers you give.
Well, she didn't give an answer.
Correct.
Actually, here's one for you. You've got kids. Quick one.
Okay.
How many kids have you got?
Two that I know of.
Well, perfect. You can either have two average kids or one pro athlete and one illiterate one.
Two average kids.
Just two average kids, so no. Okay, yeah. That's fair enough. Why'd you wink at me then? Ralph?
No, it wouldn't worry me either way.
I've got three kids, one of each.
Yep.
Yeah, so what was the question?
Would you rather have two average kids or one pro athlete or one illiterate one?
Oh, one illiterate one. God, we'd put him over in the corner and not speak to him. I bet we'd ride on the coattails of the star.
Thanks to everyone for listening to Hump Day with Swanee and Friends with special guest Sam Newman.
Thank you.
I was going to say, would you rather walk in on your dad having sex with a dog or a dog